My heart goes out to all of these college protesters. They're going to do it. They're going to liberate the Middle East. Take that, white people. Just as soon as they get over their banana allergy. Yeah. This militant left-wing commie goofball sect of terrorists and firebugs. They're going to dismantle capitalism and save all of the Palpatinians. Right after they get over their banana allergy. Holy fuck, you idiots are allergic to bananas. It only falls. You fucking idiots will be killed by peanuts and bananas. And this is coming from a dude who's allergic to the sun. You're a bunch of pussies. Anyhow, take a look at this. This is Andy No over here. UCLA pro-Israel protesters have begun adopting a banana as a symbol of counter-protest after organizers of the Gaza extremist encampment banned bananas because one of their comrades is deathly allergic to it. For real. What? I didn't even know you could be allergic to... I've never even heard of anybody being allergic to bananas. But then again, have you seen any of these fucking vegans looking like they've got AIDS walking around these campuses these days? White, goofball, ugly, toad-looking fucking liberal chicks? Anyhow, again, not surprised that this is now... They called the police on this woman. They're like, oh my God, the police... I thought you wanted the police to fund it, weirdos. ACAB? That's weird. We'd like to... They called the police. The police like, what the fuck do you want us to do? Arrest them. They got bananas, man. Well, having a banana is not illegal. But we put signs up. They're endangering our Zimzerb comrade over there. Oh, my God. This fucking stupid. Here's one of the UCLA professors over here. Can't imagine this is a diversity hire. We got to take this chick's... hold on, which one is the... Andy, which one is... Is it this one right here? Here we go. Latoya Baldwin Clark, right? Law and sociology professor. Intersections of race, family, education, disability, and poverty. Let's grab all of her paperwork. Could you imagine? So this is a UCLA professor, and in her Twitter bio, it says, home of the fuck around and find out. Now, I was, promised a better class of commie libtard professors. Probably not. Anyhow, let's go. Does she have any published papers, by the way? Racism, of course. Let's run that through one of those plagiarism checkers, because I got a suspicion. I got a suspicion. This professor of eloquence over here, boys, with a depth a vocabulary known only to people like Poseidon. Doesn't make any sense. Shut up. Anything? Dr. Mama Esquire over here. Stop it right now. Oh my God, there's a student organizer who's deathly allergic to bananas. Here's the response. That's fucking hilarious. I go bananas for Israel. So this is the apex of stupidity that we're at on these college campuses that are supposed to be the institutions of big brains. This is fucking crazy. I love every second of this. I hope more of you idiots get pepper sprayed. I hope this continues. And I know that it will continue because this is a fucking fed op. This is a psyop. Can you imagine you got a whole bunch of students who have their parents paying $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a semester for these stupid fucking institutions of worthlessness over here. And now you got a bunch of fuckers who don't even go to school here telling other kids that they can't go through these courtyards. Hey, you can't go through the quad. Why not? Well, because you're Jewish. Okay, well, that... I've been called a Nazi for way less than that. I mean, holy balls, it seems a little bit weird. Seems like, violation of every protocol of the campus. I mean, we could just start cordoning places up. Well, of course you can. If it's a fed op, if you're allowed to do it. They do this for white people, right? White people, Jews, Asians. You're all white supremacists these days. And you other groups will find this out as you get sold out down the road. This has nothing to do. None of this has anything to do with Palestine. These fucking weirdos over here who are they're taking over buildings now. And fucking them all up, ripping the copper out of the wall, doing drugs in the fucking hallway and pooping all over the place. They don't get arrested. They don't get kicked out. They don't get expelled. Nothing. And then the kids who pay tuition, you know, if they're trying to get to class, they got a Star of David around their neck. They get fucking accosted by these lunatics. And the school's like, well, what do you want us to do? Well, shit. I mean, you kick people out for saying you can't cut your dick off and be a woman. You expel people for shit like that. Anything for these fucking weirdos? No? Oh, that's weird. It's almost like you're letting these terrorists do this shit. That's weird. Oh, wait. It's not weird at all. Fuck you. Anyhow, there you have it, boys. Who knew that the image of resistance against these colleges being taken over by terrorists would be a banana? Fits right in there nicely with Clown World, boys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. You want to be kept up to date with fuckers allergic to... These people are going to... They're going to overthrow Western civilization, but they're allergic to bananas. Holy shit, hit the subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.